Lenny, between the Eskimo Open already this month at Cog Hill, the PGA Merchandise Show down here in Orlando. Golf season is off and running for 2019, but I think it's going to have a little bit of a different look this year, just simply because while we've got some tournaments, we don't have the amount of tournaments that we've had the last couple of years.
Yes, I tell you, this whole season is going to be a lot different than what we've seen just last year, but probably the few years before that as well. Last year, the tournament schedule was so bunched up at the beginning. It was very poor scheduling. We had conflicts with big tournaments. Now, the two big events in Illinois will be spread out quite a bit. The John Deere Classic and its usual dates the week before the British Open in July. And then the BMW Championship moving to Medina, coming up in the schedule a little earlier in August. So I think that both of those are positives. Last year was exciting, though. There was no question about it. We had the KPMG Women's PGA Championship and the Constellation Senior Players Championship, both majors on those respective tours, and it was a lot of fun. But I think we'll get used to a new schedule.
Well, Len, this year the tournament golf season really gets going in May. We'll have the first Illinois PGA Section Major, the Match Play Championship at Kemper Lakes. But then a couple weeks after that, leading into the Memorial Day weekend, we have a brand new tournament. It's the Evans Scholars Invitational on the web.com tour. And what's going to happen there is not only is it a fundraiser for the Western Golf Association, Evans Scholars Foundation, but we're going to see some local talent that's now competing on the web.com tour coming back to play that week.
Yeah, Doug Gim, who played quite well in a special invite to the PGA Tour's Farmers Insurance Open. He's a regular on the web.com tour now. And Vince India, the reigning Illinois Open champion, is back on that circuit after struggling to get into tournaments last year. So I'm really happy about is that the web.com tour is back. The Rust-Oleum Championship ran 3 years at Ivanhoe. I think that the Glen Club will be a better location for it. And I like the idea of having a web.com tour stop in Chicago. You see the great young players on their way up. It's very good golf viewing at a very economical price.
In June, the Women's Western Golf Association brings its National Amateur Championship back to the Chicago market again this year after a successful last couple years at River Forest Country Club and at Mistwood Golf Club last year. This year, they're going to move a little further north. They're going to head up to Royal Melbourne Country Club, which is up in the Long Grove area.
Yeah, that's good to see that course get back, that private club get back into the mix. I don't believe there's been a significant event there since the Illinois PGA played a couple of its section championships there. It must have been about at least 10 years ago. Good golf course and a good tournament too. That's a tournament. The Women's Western Amateur, I always kind of felt like that one, maybe of the amateur events, that one should declare itself permanently based in Chicago. I think it'd do the tournament good, and I think it'd benefit the organization, which is now working hand in hand with the Western Golf Association. So that this will be the first time they really are making it a joint effort.
As we've seen in the last couple years, due to the fact of having a centralized location, they've been able to get a very strong field from both the East and West Coast, from down south, and some players coming in from out of the country as well. Royal Melbourne, which was a fun location, I think, for the players. They were able to make some birdies a couple years ago when they had the Illinois Open there. Will be interesting for the girls to get out and play. Well, Len, we touched earlier on the Women's Western Golf Association coming back to town with their National Amateur Championship at Royal Melbourne. I think another thing we should talk about is the Western Junior Championship at Rich Harvest Farms. That'll be in June as well. And it starts a three-year run of tournaments at Rich Harvest with the Men's Big Ten Championship in 2020. and the Palmer Cup coming back in 2021. And I know Jerry Rich and everybody at Rich Harvest Farms is excited to see three tournaments in 3 years.
Yeah, my hat's off to Jerry Rich, and he has really, in many, many ways, kept tournament golf alive in Chicago. I mean, alive in all kinds of ways. I mean, he's had this Solheim Cup, the NCAA Championship, and now this is a real significant run. The Western Junior is just the start of a trio of events, the Big Ten Championship and the Palmer Cup will be coming in subsequent years, as you know. Those are all national of national interest. So keeps Rich Harvest in the spotlight. It keeps Chicago in the golf spotlight for a little longer.
And in July, we start to see a run of tournaments. And you touched on it earlier, but the John Deere Classic, and with no opposition that week of other tournaments going on in Chicago, I think there'll be a lot of people out to see that great event.
You know, I really felt bad missing that one last year. We had I believe that one was a conflict with both the U.S. First ever U.S. Senior Women's Open at Chicago Golf Club and the Constellation Senior Players at Exmoor. It didn't feel right not to be at the JDC, but certainly intend to be back there this year. It's always good, always a good feel event, and looking forward to it.
Well, they shot a lot under par last year, and I'm sure that if you love to come out and watch these great players make a lot of birdies, the John Deere Classic is worth getting in the car, driving a couple hours, and going out to that event. Of course, then right on the heels of the John Deere, we get the Illinois Women's Open at Mistwood and the State Amateur Championship going on.
Yeah, that's really a busy stretch. I think the Illinois Open plays into that mix pretty close as well. It's going to be, I think, from like the John Deere all the way to through the Medina, the BMW at Medina, there's a significant event basically every week. And the nice thing about this year is that there aren't any conflicts like we had last year, which was extraordinary. So it's going to be a great run of golf, and it'll come at the right time of the year weather-wise, at least what figures to be the right time of the year weather-wise for golf viewing.
Well, last year we had a very exciting Illinois Women's Open out at Mistwood. It was nice to see somebody with a connection to Chicago. Hannah Kim, who had played at Northwestern, was victorious there. And then she went down about a week later to play in the Tennessee Women's State Open, and she won that tournament as well. So Mistwood kind of got her game rolling again. And then for the first time, or actually I should say the second time in a 10-year window, the Western Amateur moves out of town, but it really doesn't move all that far, and it goes back to one of its old homes, Point of Woods, just up there in Benton Harbor, Michigan.
Yeah, they had played that tournament at Point of Woods 28 years in a row, and I think it kind of, you know, it kind of lost a little something. It needed a little freshening up, and bringing it back and bouncing it around Chicago was a real good idea. This, I think, will be nice for the people of Michigan to see this tournament again, and I think they'll get it'll bring back good memories for them, because, you know, that tournament was won by some great players. I think the most notable one being Phil Mickelson back in the Point of Woods days. I think putting it back somewhere outside of Chicago, or even freezing it into one location, probably isn't a good idea. It wouldn't be a good idea anymore. Return to Point of Woods will be sentimental for a lot of people, and I think it's a good idea.
Well, the Western Amateur then, of course, in 2020 goes to Crooked Stick back down in the Indianapolis area before returning back to the Glen View Club in 2021. Right after the Western Amateur, we got the Illinois Open at the Glen Club with the second course, the more older classic-style course, a return to Ridgemore, and that ought to be pretty interesting. The course underwent some renovation work a few years ago, and I think this is the first time a lot of the section members and, of course, the top amateurs are going to get to go play a golf course in Chicago, where we really don't have a lot of the bigger tournaments at Ridgemore Country Club.
Ridgemore, I believe, has sort of a similarity to last year's Western Amateur at Sunset Ridge. So they went back to a course that had a big tournament. And I mean, it was the Sunset Ridge, of course, had the 1972 Western Open. Ridgemore, I believe, I don't know the year, but that was the site of the Hail America Open and around the World War II area. I believe that's correct, and it was controversial because Ben Hogan always felt like he should have been credited with a major victory by winning that one, but it wasn't because it had nationwide qualifying and everything. But I can't think of an event played at Ridgemore since then, and I've covered an awful lot of events since then. It'll be interesting to see how that fits in. Sunset Ridge was very easy pickings for the Western amateur guys, and I'm wondering how the Illinois Open field will fare on their round at Ridgemore.
Well, then the PGA Tour comes back to Chicago, the BMW Championship, and perhaps the last tournament under the name BMW. But back to Medina, and that seems to have created a buzz. I know, in spite of the outcome, people really had a good time 7 years ago when the Ryder Cup was there. The weather was fantastic that week. There was a lot of exciting golf. It was a real festive atmosphere, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to going back and seeing a PGA Tour event this time. There's been a great response early to the need for volunteers. Corporate hospitality is selling very well, and I think the golf community of Chicago in general is excited to go back and see a big event with Medina back on the main stage.
Yeah, it's interesting. Medina has had big tournaments over a long, long period. However, a PGA Tour event is something a little different. It's not the Ryder Cup. It's not the U.S. Opens that it's had. It's not the PGAs that it's had. This is a tour event, I think, the first one since 1962 Western Open. It's an odd time for a private club to give up its course in late August like that. But, Medina is the perfect venue for any big tournament. It's the best venue, I think, in Chicago for any real major event like the BMW Championship. So it's going to have a lot of following, and I think people just getting a chance to go back to Medina, that'll stir up a lot of good memories too.
Well, then we get a little change in the Illinois PGA Section Championship with some movement. Joining the rotation is Ruth Lake Country Club out down in the Hinsdale area. And I think that'll be an interesting track to see those players battle it out, the section pros, and try to see who can win their way a spot into the following year Club Professional National Championship and a spot into the 2020 PGA Championship.
Yeah, I think that decision by the Illinois PGA caught a lot of people by surprise. This three-course rotation, Medina number one, Olympia Field South, and Stolen Oil Orchard has been in effect for quite a while. I think probably 20 years, maybe. But, you hate to see a major club like Olympia, a perfect south side venue for the what they were looking for, a tournament in the north 1 year, Stonewall Orchard, a tournament in the central part of the area at Medina, and then the one on the south at Olympia Fields. But Ruth Lake, it's like some of these other private clubs. They haven't been in the tournament spotlight for quite a while, and it's good to see them come back out and get a little attention.
Len, since we won't be covering as many tournaments this year, we'll have a little bit more time for the golf course. And like most golfers, I think we're anxious to get out and see places where there's been some change and some improvement, some restoration or renovation work. While the project won't be quite complete, you and I saw the first nine holes at Schaumburg last year. As of about July 1st, their second of three nines will come back online, and 18 of their 27 holes will have completed the renovation work, and I think golfers are going to be flocking out to play that track over at Schaumburg.
Yeah, Bob Lohman, Todd Quitno project. I give them a lot of credit there at Schaumburg. They've really done a lot with that facility, and I'm anxious to see. I've only played one of the nines that's been renovated, and they did a nice job with that one. I think that's going to be that's going to emerge once this project is all done as one of Chicago's very best public public courses, I'm sure.
The work there isn't just on the golf course. The redone basement with the simulator bays that are among the best in the Chicago area. The redone driving range, practice areas, the expanded putting greens. It's now a fantastic facility. Still expected to go this summer. There could be some modifications to the original plan, but the needed clubhouse over at the Preserve at Oak Meadows seems to be on the drawing board, and it still might take a year to get done, but it looks like the work will finally start in 2019.
Doesn't that seem like a long haul over there that they've underdone? They got the golf course finally. I mean, that was a project and a half for years and years and years. It would have been just a shame to leave that course sit, as after all its history is Elmhurst Country Club and site of a Chicago Open win by Ben Hogan and all that. But it was work that, in the case of that club, that was work that really, really needed to be done. And it's great that the DuPage Forest Preserve District took on the project, and I hope they finish it off, because that club, that's all that's missing now, is a real clubhouse and rather than a snack shop. And I think that once they have that, I think you're going to see some bigger events drifting over there.
Well, Len, there is a couple of courses. Of course, we saw Sunset Valley last year get open in the fall, but this will be their first full season that they've been open in 3 years. The Rick Jacobson redesign seems to be being very well received over there. And there was some doubt at the end of last year whether we'd see Lake Bluff open again, but that golf course will be open here for 2019 and hopefully beyond.
Well, it was nice, in the case of Lake Bluff, it was very nice to see very encouraging, I thought, to see the community support, because that saved that golf course. So they had to raise some money fast to keep the course open this year. They did. They've got pledges into the next year. They've got work started on the clubhouse already. It started in the off season. It seemed to be a, even though it was not making the money that the town wanted, it was a popular golf course. It was a good one out there that had kept a lot of people happy on the golf course for a lot of years. And I think things are only going to get better there. That's going to be a fun thing to watch.
Well, Len, it should be an exciting summer for not only tournament golf, but for golfers just to get out and play in the Chicagoland area in 2019. So that wraps up our look at the golf season in 2019. And Len and I will return with future podcasts throughout the year to talk about all the big issues in the golf world. Well, and we touched earlier on the, Well, Len, we touched earlier on the Women's Western Golf Association coming back to town with their National Amateur Championship at Royal Melbourne. But I think another thing we should talk about is the Western Junior Championship at Rich Harvest Farms. That'll be in June as well. And it's...